COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
So today I'm delighted to be joined by Jeremy Skillington, the CEO of Poolbeg Pharma, and the principal scientist, Liam Tremble. Welcome both.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a big morning for Poolbeg Pharma with some important clinical milestones. Liam, if we can start with you, you just signed this agreement to run phase 2A trials for the POLB001. Can you talk us through who's conducting the trial and why were they selected?
Thanks. Delighted to talk you through it. So we've signed an agreement with Accelerated Clinical Trials, a specialist blood cancer trials organisation within the UK who work closely within the haematology network in the UK. So their purpose is specifically to accelerate the delivery of haematological clinical trials within the UK. So we're really excited to be working with them. The lead investigator or chief investigator in the trial is going to be Dr. Emma Searle at the Christie NHS Foundation Trust and a senior honorary senior lecturer at the University of Manchester. So we're really excited to have her, such a strong team, and we are going to conduct this at a number of leading sites within the UK as well, but all within the UK.
Good stuff. So can you walk us through the design and the sort of objectives of the trial itself?
Yeah, so the design of the trial is going to be a phase 2A, 30 patients, open label, single arm trial. And what that means is it's going to be very straightforward, and we're going to be able to deliver data in 2026. So the trial is going to be conducted in patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma and advanced stage multiple myeloma who are being treated with an approved bispecific antibody. So for approved bispecific antibodies, there's quite a high rate of cytokine release syndrome, which is going to allow us to test the safety and efficacy of POLB001 for the prevention of cytokine release syndrome. So we are happy to be able to say that we have approved drug supply of the bispecific, and we also have sufficient GMP grade stores of POLB001 to conduct this study. So we're basing it off the back of really strong preclinical and clinical data that allows us to really quickly go into this. And having signed this agreement this week is a sign of the trial being in a really advanced stage, and we're hoping to really progress now over the next coming months.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. Thank you. And Jeremy, I mean, there's a lot of excitement around POLB 001 and its potential in cancer immunotherapy. Can you share more about it and what is it actually addressing?
Yeah, I think excitement is the right word. You know, we've worked hard here at Poolbeg, the team, you know, working very hard to get us to this stage. As Liam said, it's kind of advanced clinical trial preparation. I think the ultimate goal, you know, as a, you know, biopharmaceutical company is helping patients. And what we're seeing here right now is, you know, cancer therapy has changed dramatically in that, you know, these cancer immunotherapies where you're using your own immune system to go after the tumor. It's fantastic. It happens in very specialized cancer centers. Primarily, one of the reasons is because you're having this issue of cytokine release syndrome. So when the patients get their cancer immunotherapy, you have this risk, and about 70% of the patients develop this CRS. So they need to be in a very specialist cancer, you know, center. So what we're hoping is that, you know, with the success of this clinical trial and POLB001, patients can take this drug ultimately from home. And that can, you know, bring these cancer immunotherapies from the dedicated cancer center into community hospitals. So you can imagine, instead of, you know, cancer patients, rural cancer patients coming to the big city for their treatments, they can do it at their, you know, local hospital and community setting. We find that really, really exciting. If we can reduce this life-threatening side effect of cytokine release syndrome, there's multiple benefits, you know, across the healthcare system, not just to patients themselves. So as I say, the cancer immunotherapies themselves as a drug class have been growing dramatically. So obviously CRS is a growing issue because of that stated fact. So as I said, we see that reducing CRS, even eliminating CRS, that more patients will receive these cancer immunotherapies. And obviously that's a great kind of market driver for the pharma companies for their own drugs. But for POLB001 itself, we see this, and we've did some independent market analysis, and we're seeing this as a market opportunity of greater than 10 billion. So there's lots of pluses, lots of positives, and as I say, we're very excited to be moving forward now for this phase 2A.
Well, that's fantastic news. I'm going to hear you how excited you are yourself about this. That's very encouraging. So I suppose finally then, looking ahead, what should investors and the market at large, I suppose, be watching for in the coming months?
Yeah, as I say, these are very important clinical milestones that are coming up. This industry is very much data driven. So as Liam outlined, get that clinical trial started, get the interim data, in the middle, say summer of next year, we will have a good read, a good understanding of where we are with regard to the clinical trial. And then ultimately is partnering. We've said this from Poolbeg from the start that we'll do these kind of key human clinical trials, get that key proof of concept data, and then partner with pharma to move it forward for the bigger clinical trials and ultimately on the market. But I think we're quite fortunate now. We have a forecast cash runway, which brings us into 2027, which again provides more than adequate funding to get us through these clinical stages. And as I say, the goal then is to share the data with pharma companies in 2026. And not just a clinical trial and not just the data that's coming up, but we recently were awarded from the FDA orphan drug designation. So this kind of validates POLB001. It actually makes it a more attractive program for partnering with prospective partners. And as I say, with the cash balance that we have, the near-term clinical milestones, I think we're ultimately in a position to deliver significant value to our shareholders. And that's the ultimate goal as well. Partner your patients and shareholders. We want to impact both.
Well, thank you both for that update. It's great to hear how Poolbeg is progressing so well. So I suppose best of luck as you move into the next really important phase of this drug.
Appreciate that. We're excited.
Thanks,
thank
Brian.
You both.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.